Here we are in the congressional corner with Representative Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District. He's been in office for a long time, since 2019. We always announce how long people have been around. Are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. Spent 3 months, and I've been able to do quite a bit in terms of engaging with the folks back home. 11 town halls in our first 11 weeks, one in every single county. The turnout all across the district has been tremendous. We've had a lot of good conversations on a host of issues, and I've done so in a civil fashion, in an agreeable fashion, even where there's disagreement. And I think that, more than anything, is of critical importance in these rather divisive times.
So when you get up at a town meeting and some guy or woman really attacks you, attacks your character, attacks who you are, is there a red flame that comes before your eyes, or are you able to just sort of say, I can handle this?
Well, I think what's interesting is that the assumption in your question is that there is somebody at my town
hall.
That's
right, yeah.
Attacking me. And, you know, you would think that might be a safe assumption given the climate we're living in, but altogether different reality. You know, I haven't had that encounter. 11 town halls, and not one instance has somebody stood up to personally attack or be vindictive or come with some ulterior motive that really wasn't to be helpful or constructive. People certainly have asked questions that have revealed that we're not on the same page on various issues. But more than anything, what they respect is the fact that, one, I'm there, two, I'm listening, and three, we can have a healthy exchange back and forth. There's no doubt that people sometimes get a little uneasy to hear points of view that they don't agree with. But I think it's important that we lead by example across our district and demonstrate that we all collectively have the capacity to come together and speak about complicated, difficult matters and do so in a fashion that is respectful. And I've been able to achieve that with the community and every corner of this district. And to that extent, I'm very proud of what we've been able to achieve and of the community that I represent. And hope to continue to do this work across the aisle every step of the way.
You're a better man than I. The reason I asked you that question is because I get questions sometimes that, you know, raise a certain blood pressure level with me. So I assume if it happens to me, it happens to everybody, but turns out not. Okay, so I'll give you a keyword and you give me an answer. Mueller.
Well, I mean, we are in a position right now where we find ourselves still waiting for the full report to be released. You know, the fact is, I believe the report is somewhere over 300 pages. We received a four-page summary. Happy that we got to a point where the Mueller report has been submitted, that the investigation has concluded, that there were some findings detailed in the summary, all of which are helpful to know. But from my vantage point, and I believe, you know, from the American people's vantage point, and certainly from Congress's vantage point, which voted unanimously on this issue, we need to see the full report.
So do you have your suspicions as to why it's taking so long?
I don't have my suspicions. I don't have suspicions. I just know what I believe is the appropriate way to proceed in this situation. And the appropriate way to proceed when we're talking about a matter as sensitive as this, a matter that has been ongoing for a couple of years now, and a matter that implicates our national security as it pertains to a foreign adversary who no doubt, and that adversary being Russia, has meddled and continues to meddle in our democracy. It is very important that we have all the information in front of us to really make an assessment of the threat that is continuing and how best to address it.
Do you think this is going to come to an impeachment issue?
I don't look at it in that way. I think I would prefer to focus more on whether or not we have all the information in front of us, both to protect the rule of law and also to ensure our national security. You know, the question of impeachment to me really is an altogether different issue and ultimately rests on everything coming to the forefront. My focus has primarily been and will continue to be on making sure that we actually get a full report, and then, of course, that we focus on the issues that matter beyond the purview of the Mueller report. So we're talking about healthcare, we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking about in the environment, we're talking about education, and we're actually doing that work. Make no mistake, you know, the Congress as a equal branch of government has an oversight obligation, and that obligation ought to be met. And the extent to which that obligation is pursued ought to be balanced against, of course, all the myriad of other interests that our citizenry is no doubt focusing on as well.
So, Antonio Delgado, tell me, you met with President Obama. I think I saw a picture of you guys in the paper. What'd you talk about?
Well, I mean, the focus, and it was an amazing experience to obviously be able to connect with President Obama. You know, he spoke to the first year class, the freshman class, and really a lot of the conversation was about how to keep a level head and make sure that we continue to work out a vision for America that is accessible and that is inviting to folks across the aisle. And not to just talk about the need for bipartisanship or compromise or cooperation in a fashion that is just surface level talking point, but really do the work of in trying to engage with individuals, both, you know, here in D.C., but also in our respective districts across the political spectrum to seek real thoughtful solutions and to hold ourselves accountable in that fashion, be principled in our leadership, but at the same time also acknowledge that we are a diverse group of folks, politically speaking, and well beyond that as well. And so we must act accordingly and do so from a place of genuineness and a real commitment to solving complicated problems. And that takes a lot of discipline. It takes a real commitment to our shared values. And it's something that I personally, you know, feel I have a mission to pursue in that vein.
So, do you know, in the middle of the night when you're thinking about your future after having met with President Obama, do you ever think maybe you'd like to be president?
No, I focus on what I have to do here at home.
That's yeah, come focus. On now. Do you ever think, okay, you know, if I play my cards right, I'll be president?
No, I think about what I have to do at home. I mean, you know, the fact is, you know, the fact that I'm actually here now as a first-year member of Congress, you know, a little kid that grew up in Schenectady, you know, working-class family, you know, cutting coupons and putting clothes on layaway and watching my parents work for, you know, at GE and work us up into the middle class and stay on top of me when it came to my education, you know, a latchkey kid, you know, to now being a member of Congress, you know, that in of itself is remarkable. And I understand how the set of priorities that were in place when I was growing up, whether it was protecting workers, whether it was prioritizing education, whether it was just having a more community-based mentality as opposed to a greed-based mentality, culturally speaking. All these things, from my vantage point, are no longer what they used to be. And it's stories like mine are harder to come by because of it. And to me, a big reason why I'm here is to fix that problem, is to make sure that we give everybody a chance at success in life, no matter their race, no matter their class, no matter their religion, no matter their gender.
It's always great to talk to Representative Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District. You've done a remarkable job so far. Good luck on everything you're doing. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about you and Congressman Larson and Congressman Higgins and your Medicare Choice Act.
Love to do it. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Al.